Well, the Prime Minister has promised a referendum on a voice to Parliament. Aboriginal leaders want action at the Garma Festival. David Spears is the host of Insiders and he joins me now from the Garma Festival in northeast Arnhem Land. Samantha Maiden is National Political Editor for news.com.au. Welcome to both of you. And beginning with you, David, the Prime Minister will make an announcement at the festival tomorrow. What should we expect?
Look, he could announce the date for the referendum, but that's not actually expected. I think he may and possibly should outline a time frame, a clearer process from here as to finalising the wording of the question, the constitutional amendment. And, you know, as with any referendum, you hold it when it has the most chance of success. And until some of those things are settled, yes, as Marcia Langton said, there's plenty of detail out there, but there still is an argument around the final wording. And I think that process needs to obviously have Indigenous ownership in that process as well. Once that's done, then you actually set the date at the time you think you're going to be able to win it.
Sam, Shadow Attorney General and Minister for Indigenous Australians Julian Lisa will be there, is travelling with the Prime Minister, as will Coalition Senator Jacinta Price. They have two distinctly different stances on The Voice. And today, the Nine papers are reporting that there's a growing move against bipartisanship on this inside the Coalition party room. Is that the case? Is there growing view that bipartisanship won't be delivered?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that have been holding their fire that will be emboldened by Jacinta Price's maiden speech. Now, that's not to say that that is the majority view within the coalition. People that have concerns about this, obviously Julian Lisa has a very clear position of support. But let's not forget, it's not that long since Peter Dutton didn't support a voice to Parliament at all. It's 2 years ago that he was talking about that. Now he's saying that he's open to this idea if there's practical outcomes as well. But I do think that Jacinta Price will hold a certain cultural power within the organisation that will embolden non-Indigenous people in the Liberal Party who may have had a problem with this anyway to basically have something to say about it.
I want to move on to some of the other big issues this week. David, the former Morrison government is being criticised over its handling of another $1 billion taxpayer fund. The National Audit Office finding the former federal government ignored departmental advice and instead funnelled an extra $100 million to Nationals electorates. How will the Albanese government handle this and what does it say about what was going on?
Well, I'm sure the government will argue this is just another example of pork barrelling and rorts and waste and so on. And I'm sure the coalition would argue, as they have with many of these programs, that they, strictly speaking, followed the rules, which did allow for a panel of ministers to override or make the final call on some of these regional grants. At the end of the day, what Labor's promised is what they'll have to deliver, and that is any of these schemes has to have a lot more clarity around the process, a merit-based process of allocating, doling out the cash to various communities, making sure there's transparency around that process, taking the politics out of that process. The other thing to watch will be whether they can claw back through their rorts and waste audit. They've been talking a lot about some of this funding and indeed some of the funding that went to regional infrastructure in the net zero deal with Barnaby Joyce that was worth several billions of dollars, estimates of $20 billion or thereabouts as part of their budget savings, whether they're willing to take on some of that largesse.
Sam, I want to bring you in on the week that was. The 47th Parliament sat for the first time this week. There was a lot of legislation introduced, including, of course, the long-awaited climate bill. It will pass the House on Labor's majority, but, of course, the Senate will be key. Does it look like the Greens will ultimately pass that?
Well, I still think we've just got to wait and see, right? I mean, there are promising signs that something will happen. We've had a lot of posturing during the week with the government sort of getting around briefing people that they're prepared to walk away. We'll have to wait and see, I think. There's obviously, a lot of people that want this to happen. It would obviously be a very important win for the Labor Party. And despite their public comments, I think it'd be tricky if the Labor Party, if they can't get a legislative outcome.
And David, this week we saw the first question time with Anthony Albanese in the Prime Minister's chair and Peter Dutton staring him down. What did you make of both of their strategies? The opposition leader really zeroing in on the CFMEU and union thuggery. That was really a focus for him, and the handling of all of these questions by the Albanese government.
Yeah, look, a couple of things. I mean, the first sitting of this 47th Parliament, it's inevitably a different look. It's a more diverse Parliament in all respects, as has been noted. And you can see the changes in how Parliament's working because of that enlarged crossbench. We'll see, as Sam says, where they land on legislation and whether they are going to work more cooperatively together on some of these bills that have been introduced. For question time, though, that hour or so of each sitting day that most people watch, no, we didn't see much change. This wasn't exactly the new elevated tone, new era of harmony that some had perhaps suggested. I think we saw from Peter Dutton, he went in pretty hard very early on trying to draw the link between CFMEU thugs and Anthony Albanese. So, look, that tells us what many suspected. He's adopting the Tony Abbott approach as opposition leader in that respect in the parliamentary forum. And for the Prime Minister, look, I think he'd be pretty happy with how the first week went for his government. But again, the government's not exactly changing some of the approach we've become used to, using the Dorothy Dixers, sledging the other side where they can. So, yeah, all in all, a pretty stock standard question time performance from both sides.
Let's just end on the big questions around the economy. Sam, the Treasurer laid out pretty grim prediction for the economy this week. We've got rising inflation and interest rates for the foreseeable future. What was Jim Chalmers hoping to do politically here? Is it expectation management?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, he's basically saying that we're going to experience a peak of inflation by the end of the year. So he is saying that it's going to get worse before it gets better. And obviously that has implications for their promises to improve real wage outcomes. He's basically saying that that won't happen until 2023, 2024. So we'll have to wait at least a year. And then, depending on your analysis of that, often it can take a little bit longer than that. So I think he is outlining the problem at hand and outlining when voters can expect it to get better.
And David, we're hearing a lot from the opposition that, this is about painting a picture and not delivering a plan. That was the political attack. Do you think that measures up? Obviously, we've got a budget coming in October.
Well, it kind of does right now. This was all about painting a picture of economic gloom, not panic, but, where things are at. The plan, I suppose, beyond what Labor took to the election, which the election feels like another economic era ago. The plan to deal with what's now confronting Australia, we won't see that until the October budget. So that's when the plan, I suppose, comes. And we'll see just how courageous a new government is willing to be to rein in budget spending, get things back under control.
And just finally, Sam, obviously just in the last minute here, reining in spending, that's not an easy task. Can they do it through the so-called rorts that they're finding from the previous government? Is that going to be enough?
I doubt it. I mean, I think some of that's more symbolic, right? I mean, what tends to happen with budgets is the economy comes roaring back and revenue improves. That was certainly the lesson of the Morrison government. We'll see if they can extract some magic beyond a headline in terms of the rorts and crackdown on previous government programs.
Excellent. And David, the Prime Minister is your guest.
Yeah, we'll be talking here at the Garma Festival, obviously, about where to now to actually achieve his ambition of a referendum, a successful referendum, this term of Parliament, for a voice to Parliament.
Absolutely. Thank you to both of you. David Spears, the host of Insider. Samantha Maiden, National Political Editor for news.com.au.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.